visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the life and roles of the Savior increase your faith in Him and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.les.org. Divine Attributes of Jesus Christ, Meek and Humble. Jesus said, "He that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth." The Savior is our supreme example of the power of humility and submissiveness. After all, his submitting his will to the Father brought about the greatest and even the most powerful event in all of history. Perhaps some of the most sacred words in all the Scriptures are simply, "Not my will, but thine be done." As disciples of Jesus Christ, we always seek to be like him. "Meekness is vital for us to become more Christ-like," said Elder Ulysses Suarez of the 70. "Without it, we won't be able to develop other important virtues." Being meek does not mean weakness, but it does mean behaving with goodness and kindness, showing strength, serenity, healthy self-worth, and self-control. As we work to develop this attribute, we will find that humbly submitting our will to the Father brings us the empowerment of God, the power of humility. It is the power to meet life's adversities, the power of peace, the power of hope, the power of a heart throbbing with a love for and testimony of the Savior Jesus Christ, even the power of redemption. Additional scriptures: Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, John chapter 5, verse 30, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19, Helaman chapter 3, verse 35. Consider this: how can having humility help us love as the Savior did? From the scriptures: one of the sweetest and most powerful moments of Christ's ministry was when he washed the feet of his disciples. "He riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded." As the Savior introduced this ordinance, the disciples may have been overwhelmed that their Lord and Master knelt before them and performed so meek a service. Jesus then explained the lessons he wanted them and all of us to learn. "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you." End of visiting teaching message. Divine Attributes of Jesus Christ, Meek and Humble. Read by Jane Wise.